This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
And no matter how threatening the situation, don't blow your top. Let the others blow their top, but don't you blow your top. Yes. Now, we have an addiction to blowing our top. I ain't gonna call no preacher's name, but he got an addiction to blowing our top. We ain't gonna take that. No, we ain't gonna take it. We'll march on you. That ain't the way to impress the government. Send them a note, intelligent note. You don't have to speak to them directly until they give you an audience. Such is life. Yes, so that's an issue. We're angry and don't know why. Because the little things that we see as the cause for us being angry, if you study the situation intelligently, you will admit, no, those little things shouldn't make me go to these extremes. So we are enraged and we don't know where it's coming from. Now the spiritual leader, he's supposed to be in touch with not just your longevity or your life from the birthday to where you are now. He's supposed to be in touch with the tribe's longevity. Yes. With the tribe's lifeline.
Yes, sir.
And he doesn't want to just study what's happening in your time to try to understand all your problems.
Yes.
He wants to go and study before you were born. He wants to know what occurred in the time of your birth and what your mother's spirituality was at the time of your birth. Was she troubled? Was there a war at that time? How healthy were your parents? Huh? He wants to study the lifeline of the people that you were closely connected with, not just your immediate life. Now, if we do the same, we're going to go back to the plantation.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Come on. Right.
Yeah. And we're going to see a lot of bitterness in the people there.
Yes, sir.
A lot of rage that they couldn't release. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Because they feared for their life if they would speak out.
Right.
So don't you know a lot of anger has been passed from generation to generation, spiritually, to the descendants, and they have anger and rage and don't know where it came from. So when a people have a chance to change their history, when that change is made, their leaders should deal with their spirituality. And their leaders should tell them, now look, you're going free now. You're leaving your problems of the plantation. But don't think that you don't have effects on you, on your psyche, on your soul, in your spirit, that will make trouble for you in the future. And you will not know where the anger or the rage is coming from. You will not know why you're disagreeing and making a big issue out of a small one.
Yeah.
You won't know why. You won't know why you don't want to support a black leader.
Right.
You won't know why.
Right.
But it'll be in your spirit, in your sensitivity, in your gene bank. It'll be there to keep you from accepting a black leader. And where you'll be coming from. You'll be coming from the time when blacks didn't have any authority.
That's right. Come on. Yes, sir. Come on.
They had nothing going for them. They were only servants.
Right.
And if you don't know this and be conscious of this, your tendency dealing with your leaders will be to distrust them. Yeah. Issues. Now these are real issues. real issues that's manifesting in your spirit, in your behavior now.
Yes.
But they're ghosts from the plantation. It's a pity we didn't have spiritual leaders at the time of our freedom from chattel slavery to prepare us for freedom psychically,
yes,
psychologically, mentally, spiritually. We needed that help, and we didn't get it. Now, if something tragic, very tragic happens for a family living in a home together, the parents and the children, something very tragic happens. It's so tragic that it's traumatic. It sends them into rage. It makes the members hysterical. They start screaming and howling out of their mind, and it takes a long time to bring them back to their senses. The doctor is going to want to treat every member of that family. And the doctor is going to be a doctor of psychology. Psychology means of the psyche. Yes? And he's going to help that family come back to normalcy. Huh? So they'll be able to live normal lives and not be threatened so much by what happened, occurred at that tragic moment. Because that stuff will pop back up.
That's right.
And we have so much evidence of how deep traumatic experiences can pop up unbeknown at a time you wouldn't expect it. Some of the Vietnam soldiers,
yes,
even the World War II soldiers, it was before, but I heard the problem that some of the World War II soldiers had before Vietnam. That's long before Vietnam. But we know Vietnam is close, not as far back, and we know that they have flashbacks.
Yes.
The soldier has flashbacks, and the bad, terrible, traumatic experience that he had comes back into his mind like on a screen, and he sees it. And he sees himself involved in it, as though he's reliving that experience. And at the moment, he thinks he is back there,
yes,
in the war zone, Vietnam. Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, if that can happen to a soldier, I'm trying to work with you, my brother and my sister. If that can happen to a soldier, can't you imagine that seeing your brother or your daughter or your son hung, and then the fire put up under him, and his meat is burned, and he's roasting alive and screaming in agony as the fire is leaping up on his flesh. Don't you know that left some scars, deep scars, on those that witnessed that?
Yes.
And when rage came, they come in and just raid and kill up, just wholesale massacre black people. This is after release from the plantation. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Klan and others.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Don't you know some of those rages that they made on us and mass slaughter that they did left scars?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Now let's leave that time and come to our own situation within. Let's come within our own situation. We up north, we're free from the south, from the plantation. We up north trying to make progress. We join Reverend Black Spoon Silver Hope.
Yes,
and he tells us that you follow me, I'm going to lead you to great achievements. We're going to spend our money with each other. We're going to become strong and wealthy. Wealthy and strong. He give you all those hopes, huh? Give you all those hopes. And 8 years later, he goes to jail. for income tax evasion. All the property of the people taken. They got nothing. Then behind him come Bishop Loan Trust.
Yes, sir.
And he comes up with the same promise.
Yeah.
And he dies leaving nothing but death.
Right.
And all the effort is gone. Now, experiencing that over and over again, that's another situation for traumatic,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Traumatic syndrome.
Oh, yes.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Lack of hope syndrome.
Yes.
Don't know why. You just can't trust anything anymore.
Yeah.
Only thing we can trust is something that didn't come from us. If it doesn't come from us, we can trust. We might trust it. In fact, we don't want it coming from any man, black or white. We just don't want to trust any man, no human being. In the lottery, I have faith in the lottery. It ain't black or white.
Yeah.
In fact, it's just a machine. They count those balls and roll the thing around. Ain't no man involved. He can't stop my number from rolling off, coming up.
Yeah.
All I do is live to play the lottery.
Yeah.
Got something like that? Then you got some that they lost all faith in everything. They don't trust anything good. No, God is good. I don't believe in God anymore. The preachers, they good. They good people. I don't believe in them anymore. I want some crack, cocaine or something. I want something cruel. I don't want anything good. Hey, let's go out here and start a fight, man, and get beat up or kill somebody.
Yes, sir.
See, we don't know. We got ghosts inside of our psyche from traumatic experiences in the past. And those ghosts or influences are causing us to behave erratically.
That's right.
Irresponsibly. Like you don't have any human nature at all. Hmm?
Yes, sir.
So it's time for us to really get serious.
Yes.
And use our good common senses. And with our good common senses, look at what's going on.
Yes.
And tell the truth about it.
Yes.
And tell the truth about it. Got issues? Stop putting all the importance on those little minor issues and start looking at the big issue.
Yes.
Of a whole people. More than 80% of us have left moral life.
Oh, yeah.
Just deserted moral life.
Right.
We don't think morally anymore. Oh. That's that leader that disappointed the Nation of Islam, went against the Nation of Islam. Oh, that's Wallace. He left his father. He disagreed with his own father. I don't want to hear anything Wallace got to say. That nigga too good. I ain't supposed to use the N-word on the radio, am I? Well, I beg your pardon. Forgive me, please. It's just the ghost of the past, you know. Yes. It's time to get serious and realize that we're allowing our whole people, the great majority of us, to leave moral life, just leave it, give up on moral life, and give up on respect for the truth. For the truth. We have no sense of what is truth and true and false anymore. It just depends upon how we feel. We cannot make it the rest of the way. And believe me, this is a very serious time for survival. Very, very serious time for human survival. Not only for blacks, but for everybody.
Yes.
It's a very serious time for human survival. And the great percentage of the people, or the masses of the people, are going to be eliminated soon. I'm not a prophet. I'm not predicting. I am reading the clear signs. And the clear signs tell me that most of the people that's on this planet Earth right now, they're going to be eliminated soon. They're going to be eliminated by their own behavior. They're going to be eliminated by the law of the survival of the fittest. You don't care about making wise choices. You're not discriminate, not in your living style or your living habits, not in your eating habits, not in your drinking habits, not in your public behavior. You're set up by your own choice for elimination. The earth can only take so many people. If we continue to produce babies, the earth can only take so many. So it seems that, you know, let me tell you, it's almost closing out time for the radio. I don't have too many minutes, but I think I have enough time to go carry this to the conclusion. You know, they have, science have studied and concluded that when there's great wars that eliminate great numbers of males, something unexplained happens. Females start producing more males. Now, this is established by scientific research. They just start producing more males than females. So it seems as though nature is conscious. Nature itself has a consciousness. It seems that way. Maybe it doesn't, but if it doesn't have a consciousness, it has a law. It has a law, not just a material law, it has a spiritual law. It must register the loss of all these males. And mind you, the males that usually go to war are the better fit.
Yeah, come on.
Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
So nature says I've lost so many of my best fit.
Yes.
So I have to produce more.
Yes. All right.
And start producing more. More males start coming from the females.
Oh, yes.
This is the nature.
Yeah.
And as I told you in the beginning, God is not the only mystery you can't handle. I asked you to tell me where does space start and stop?
Yeah.
And I think one or two of you all been working on it ever since I said that.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have any more to offer as an answer than you did when I asked the question. Because every time you come up with an end to space, I'm going to ask you, what's behind that you're looking at? What's on the other side of that you're looking at? And you have to acknowledge space. And I don't think any of you start counting. I think you knew that would be a waste of your time. But you could count forever. You die and you turn it over to somebody else. You never count out. Huh? Because that kind of exercise has no end. It's infinite. Yes. And if you took higher math, you learned about infinite numbers, didn't you? Yes. Yes. So I'm going to have to bring this hour to a conclusion pretty soon here, so I don't want to take up another one of these topics. I'll stay with rage. You've heard the expression blind rage.
Yes.
Blind rage. So blind rage means the person is enraged, but they don't know where it's coming from. They don't know what's making them feel enraged or causing them to explode. And they're just acting on it. They're acting on rage, anger, whatever. And they can't help it. They're just tracking in it all. They'll hit a friend. They'll knock a friend down. Might even hit a close relative or even their mother when they are enraged. I believe that a people can be exposed to so much hurt and disappointment. Disappointment is terrible.
Oh, yes.
If you don't know how to deal with disappointment or have somebody to help you deal with disappointment, it can really situate itself deep in the soul.
Yes.
And cause you to live a non-productive, negative, distrustful life.
That's right.
And you won't know where it's coming from. You'll just be the victim of it. Disappointment. And our people as a people have been exposed to more disappointment than any other group on this planet Earth. Disappointment behind disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
So really, I don't work to get anybody to believe anymore. I stopped that long time ago. No. If I can just get you to listen to a little bit,
oh, yeah.
I'm happy.
Yes, sir. Very good.
Oh, I didn't hear anything he said, but some of us got blind rage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Bless you, honey. That's good enough for me. Just remember that some of us got blind rage. And I advise you all too, the rest of you leaders.
Yes, sir.
Stop working for 100%. Work to help people,
All right.
Not to convert them to your thinking or to convert them to your way. Work to help people. Leave them with their own minds. Leave them with their own religious choices. Just work to help them with their lives. Because the world, with Satan leading them, and they don't know they're being led by Satan. And I'm not talking about a mystery. I'm talking about a living force that doesn't know it is Satan. Now, if you study Satan in Scripture, you'll see that when Satan was exposed by God, Satan never recognized that he was Satan. Satan thought he was a servant of God. Well, that mentality is still existing. And they want to dominate the world. And they get it by amassing wealth and controlling most of the wealth of the human family. That's how they get the power. And they think they're not Satan. They think they're angels, archangels, managing the world for God. And they're actually suppressing humanity, the human spirit, and causing all kind of problems for families, for human families, for families. And they still think that they are archangels for God. And isn't that where Satan begins in Scripture? In heaven with the angels? And God said, "Get ye down from here, O Lucifer, that bright and morning star." Why hast thou fallen?
Yes, sir.
Came down from heaven.
Thank you very much. We conclude this hour, and we hope to talk to you again. And the next time, the topic won't be issues. I hope that some ripples will go out on the wire and everywhere, and just wash a lot of those ripples, of those issues away. God be with you always, and keep your life good for yourself, if not for anybody else. Amen, as we say, Amen. Peace to you. Assalamu alaikum.
We'll return to today's program after this important announcement. Imam Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to the Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's program.
I was in Rome and really amazed to see the library at the Vatican on the Swan. I think I walked for more than a block through the library, all books on and manuscripts on Islam. In America, Islam is just beginning to be known by American people as a religion that should be respected and accepted as Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism, Hinduism, and all the other religions that's in America now. Our experience is very different from what anyone would expect of a Muslim community or people that say they believe in Islam. We didn't begin with Islamic knowledge. We didn't begin with the knowledge of Quran, our holy book. We began as a nationalist movement, black nationalist movement, with Islam as its religion, but not taught. We were not taught Quran, our holy book, and we were not taught the religion of Islam. The teacher preferred to attract us to Islam, to make us curious, to instill in us a strong curiosity to know ourselves and to know ourselves as blacks and as Muslims, both as blacks and as Muslims. I'll begin with a quote from Quran, our holy book. It reads, "In the name of God, I read now, surely in the alternation of night and day, and in whatever Allah created in the skies and in the earth, are definite signs of revelation for people who are regardful."
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.